Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Big difference from 24 hours ago. Roads, for the most part, dry. Could be a slick spot or two with any overrun with the temperature at 28. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We certainly weren't the only ones who felt the impact of the snow. We start with CBS's Michael George.
The snow is finally tapering off in New England. So now it's time for millions of Americans to start digging out from the first major snowstorm of the season. The icy conditions made traveling treacherous. State troopers up and down the East Coast responded to hundreds of accidents. And air travel didn't fare much better. Ground crews in western New York struggled to free a tail stand that froze to the tarmac. So just how much snow did we get? Well, the winner with a foot on the ground goes to Phoenicia, New York. That's about an hour south of Albany. And Manchester, Vermont got just over 10.5 inches. And Meredith, New Hampshire clocked in with just over 9. CBS's Tom Hansen reports from the Hudson Valley north of New York City.
Firefighters rushed to save a truck driver in West Virginia left dangling for 5 hours after his truck plowed through a barrier on an overpass. It may have been caused by slick roads.
The safer we got that harness on him, the safer we was and the faster we could get out of there.
Hundreds of crashes were caused by a major winter storm that left dangerous driving conditions across much of the Northeast. While it was rain for cities along the East Coast, at least half a foot of snow fell across the interior from Ohio to Maine.
Oh my goodness gracious, Lord.
The powerful storm created treacherous conditions on highways near Scranton, Pennsylvania. While crews in Rochester, New York, de-iced planes in heavy snow as more than 1,600 flights were delayed across the region. And in Albany, snow blanketing the city in just a few hours. Snowplows shifted into high gear in Middletown, New York. 20 have been deployed to keep the roads clear.
We're out here just doing the best as we can, trying to get people home safe, to and from work, to and from home.
Snowplow driver Robert Reynolds started his day at 7 this morning. He's not sure when it will end.
We'll stay out here until the storm stops and at least a few hours after that.
The temperatures here are going to drop well below freezing. So take a look at this street behind me and all of that glossiness. That is going to turn to ice. Tom Hansen, CBS News, Middletown, New York.
So people with the wet, heavy snow here had their work cut out for them yesterday, and so did the snowplows.
I was surprised when I left work how heavy and wet that snow was.
Right.
And looking at the snowfall totals, Larry, some of the highest amounts that I'm seeing are like way up north, 4.7 inches somewhere, I guess, in southern Butler County, 4.8, probably 4 inches or so, 5 inches in northern and northwestern Allegheny County.
Yeah, that's significant. And again, it was the heavy snow. Had it been colder, the snow totals may have been higher. So people understand how
that
work. Well, if you take on average an inch of rain could be a foot of snow, to give you just a general. But based on temperature, you can get that powdery snow and it can accumulate and not be as packed down from the heaviness of the moisture. So you can get snow totals that are varying based on the same amount of rainfall equivalent.
That is the wettest snow I can remember in quite some time.
Yeah, and I was thinking when I was digging out from the parking lot, because we came, you and I, just as, and there were some slick conditions on the way in very early, but the bulk of the snow fell during the morning commute 24 hours ago. But trying to get that heavy snow off the roof.
Right.
Because I thought we just were on the air talking about how it's illegal.
Right. I thought the same thing. I mean, it took a long time to get the roof cleared off.
Right. So, yeah, when you have accumulations on your vehicle by law in the state of Pennsylvania, you have to clear it before you go out. Now, when the storm's in progress, it's a little harder to, but by the time we left, the storm was over.
So I'm on the way to work on the Parkway North. We're getting close to the split where you either go, you know, to downtown or the Veterans Bridge.
Right.
And a guy goes by me in a Chevy Cruze, a pretty beat up Chevy Cruze with one headlight out, and he's speeding, and the car is covered in snow and ice. And then he signals to change lanes, and that's not working either.
Poor guy.
You know, but you know, I just, the first thing I thought was, dude, I don't know where you're in a hurry to get to, but.
Where are you going, man? Yeah. Take your time. So we also, we checked in with Bob Kerlick yesterday, who's the communications person from Pittsburgh International Airport, and it was 2 weeks to the day. And I do have information about travel when it comes to the biggest travel day of the year was Sunday. If you were at the airport Sunday, congratulations, you survived the single busiest travel day in U.S. history.
That's right. The TSA folks processed more passengers at security checkpoints on the 30th of November than on one single day than ever before.
3.1 million, Paul. It smashed the old record from June. And get this, 9 of the 10 busiest airport days ever have all happened in the past year. So if it feels like airports are getting wilder and more crowded, that's because they are. And now we have this beautiful new airport to help streamline the process. So, yeah, Sunday was the busiest air travel day in U.S. history. And that said, your Real ID, remember the push to get your Real ID? If you don't have your Real ID starting in 2026, you're going to have to pay $45.
And that's not all.
Right.
Because then you have to prove your identity through, I think they have some type of a computer program that allows you to, you know, reference the material that can prove who you are.
Who are you?
And so that's a process that can take as much as 30 minutes in one of the things I was reading. So not only are you out the $45, but and this gets you a pass that lasts only 10 days.
So right? You could wind up paying it again.
Yes, and you could wind up being late for your flight boarding if you're stuck at that computer trying to do your thing, and then you're going to have to get a Real ID at some point.
Well, now you're making me depressed.
So the TSA is saying basically that old Fram oil filter commercial, you can pay us now or you can pay us later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
That is the theme for the Harlem Globetrotters. Their annual visit to Pittsburgh is the day after Christmas on the 26th at PPG Paints. And we've got a family pack of four tickets to give away. Pick a number.
Let's go with seven.
Caller number seven, Michael, 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Before you start answering the phone, have you ever seen the Harlem Globetrotters in action?
No, I have not.
Do you know what they do?
Yeah, they do pretty cool tricks.
Yeah.
So.
And they've been doing it a long, long time. And you know what the new thing is now in the summers? It's those Savannah Bananas.
Mm.
It's kind of the baseball version.
Interesting.
All right, we'll let you get to the calls. Caller number seven.
You can hear them clicking in even now.
Yeah, I'm anxious for you to share this raccoon story.
Oh, man, this is. Are you familiar with it?
I am.
I saw the picture of this little raccoon. And I'm just not going to say anymore. Right. I mean, this is just, this is too rich.
You know what Marty would say about that raccoon? Hammered. Hammered.
Oh, yeah.
How about these guys trying to steal the PNC ATM machine?
What is up with that?
Well, these ATM machines, and not just PNC, there are multiple different versions all over the place. Sometimes I'm surprised at where they pop up.
Hey, by the way, did you hear the sound clip with the lady who saw it going down? And she said, your Mac machine. She told them they're taking your Mac machine. It's been a while since I've heard that. I mean, remember those signs were everywhere, the blue signs with the MAC in white letters on them?
You know, it's funny. When that first came out and for years after, my dad refused to use one.
He did.
He just didn't trust him. It just blew his mind that you could put a card in there and money would come out. I said, yeah, he just had no trust.
When did we start using those regularly? In the early 80s, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would, I mean, you, for the most part, there weren't that many, and they were tied to the big banks.
Usually there was one at the bank itself, like in the drive-thru or on the wall.
What was MAC? What was the acronym for that?
Good question.
Money, I don't know, I forget.
I don't even know. I never knew.
All right, we have something for the ladies who are single. I hear this from people who are looking to find a partner, a date, maybe just to go to the movies or a dinner, and all these apps that are out there, dating apps.
I've got it for you, Money Access Center.
Oh, that's the acronym for Mac machine.
There you go.
Now they call it ATM, Automatic Teller Machine. Because you can do more than just get money out. You can make deposits and other transactions. So you know this, Paul. As a confirmed bachelor, have you ever used one of these dating apps? I guess one of the originals, what was eHarmony? Or there were others.
Yes, I've tried eHarmony once and wound up dating someone for a while.
FarmersOnly.com?
No.
You'd be surprised how many people end up getting married from people they found online at these apps. But now there's a new test, according to Oakland University in California. This is a cheat code for women. Test your date with math. Here's a problem. 5, 13, 21, 29. If he says the next number is 37, date him. The new study found that men who can't do basic sequential math problems are likely to be duds when dating.
So in other words, what we're talking about in terms of attraction is based on intelligence rather than on how much money they make or what they do for a living.
I'm sure that's a factor too. But guys with so-called fluent, intelligent, problem-solving abilities are more likely to understand and manage emotions and therefore would make better boyfriends.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Most of the really smart people I know are single. So it ain't catching on. At least in my world.
I'm not adding to that. I'm going to let that just hang.
Yeah.
So 5, 13, 21, 29. What would be the next number? Geez, I wouldn't know that. Yeah.
57.
I wouldn't have had a clue.
Well, what's the progression, the first progression? 5 to what?
13.
So that's 6, right?
Correct.
Now add 7 to 13.
That's 20.
What's the next number?
No, 21.
What's the next number?
That would be 8.
Yeah, right. 21's the next number?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then?
What would be the next number you're adding to that one?
29.
Bingo.
So the next sequential number would be 37. So if you're a single guy and a woman asks you this, make sure you have the right answer.
How would you like that on your first date? To have her present you with like a little flashcard quiz.
Hi, so nice to meet you. Hey, buddy. Fill in the blank.
Let's talk IQ, pal.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Ellen, I know you're married, but do you have any single friends that use these dating website and apps?
I have over the years, and success has been mixed, I would say.
There's one like a fish in the sea or something, and christianmingle.com. and
I've heard of that one.
I mentioned Farmers Only.
That's for my family in the eastern part of the state.
Couchpotato.com.
That's what I was going to go with next.
Couchpotato.com. I like that. All right. Well, if you're on the couch and debating whether or not you need to head out the door, you might want to. The delays are certainly on the build here for the Wednesday morning commute already. My goodness. Okay. So the Parkway East inbound is backing for you solidly now at Wilkinsburg. The outbound ride toward the eastern suburbs is the better of those two commutes, folks, on 376 in that portion. Now, the Parkway West portion of 376 is backing quickly to you right around the Parkway Center Mall overpass area before the Fort Pitt tunnels. The ride toward the airport is good. 28 looks like a fine commute for you coming out of the Allegheny Valley. Parkway North, I-279 and 65 southbound are both rolling well. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 635. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Listen for the Drive at 5 stories driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Well, we had quite a morning yesterday. All's quiet, just cold right now. Want to check in with Colton Milcarrick, who is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Colton, good morning.
Good morning.
So I understand we're going to see maybe a little more precip overnight into tomorrow. Just want to get a sense of what we're thinking here. Hopefully we're not at DEFCON 5 like we were with our KDK Radio Storm Center. So what's going to happen overnight into tomorrow?
Yes, certainly. So we saw our biggest snow actually yesterday in Pittsburgh since March 2022, if you can believe it. Tonight, maybe not so much. We have a system sweeping through. It's probably going to provide somewhere between a light coating to less than an inch, generally area-wide. But the one key thing will be timing. Unfortunately, it's falling during those morning commute hours again, so be safe on the roads out there if you plan on get out driving in the morning.
So if I heard you right, Colton, you just said we had the most snow in a single day since March of 2022?
That is correct. Not to speak to how much snow we got, but rather how little snow we've seen over the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, you probably also are aware it was enough that Seven Springs is going to open on Saturday. Skiers like to hear that.
Certainly so, yes. Excited to hear that news.
Because we've had, as you know, winters where I know a lot of people love to go to the ski slopes when we get around the holidays at the end of this month, and sometimes we haven't had much snow at all to do that.
Certainly, and this year looks to be a little different.
All right, before you go, we're going to bottom out with some really cold temps too.
Yes, most certainly. So looking at the lows on Friday morning, at least in the forecast for some of the urban areas, you might see upper teens, but especially as you get into the hills and more rural parts of the county, single digits are possible, along with setting daily record low temperature potential on Friday morning. So stay safe out there and bundle up if you're out at the bus stop or on your way to work.
Colton, great job. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Meteorologist Colton Milcarrick with the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. Yeah, that surprised me. the biggest snowfall for a single day since March 2022. So we talked about the snowstorms, and meanwhile, while we were focused on that, many parts of the nation were focused on the storms going on politically in Washington. We start with CBS's Michael George.
President Trump and his defense secretary tried to distance themselves from responsibility for the deadly follow-up strike, pinning it on the admiral overseeing the operation. That happened at a cabinet meeting at which the president also launched a bigoted attack, unprecedented for a president of the United States, on Somali immigrants, calling them garbage. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this.
Certainly unprecedented for a president in public, at least in the modern era. Now, meanwhile, President Trump saying that he does not want the Somali immigrants in the United States. It comes as the defense secretary is both defending and distancing himself from that second strike on an alleged drug boat, which is raising legal questions and a bipartisan push for answers.
In a two-hour cabinet meeting, President Trump distanced himself from a second military strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean on September 2nd.
As far as the attack is concerned, I still haven't gotten a lot of information because I rely on Pete. But to me, it was an attack. It wasn't one strike, two strikes, three strikes.
The first strike on the boat reportedly killed 9 people. The legality of the second strike is being called into question. The Washington Post reported last week, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave a verbal order to kill everybody on board the vessel. And then Navy Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley apparently ordered the second strike to take out 2 survivors to comply with Hegseth's instructions. At the White House, Hegseth said he watched the first strike, but did not stay to watch the second.
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand because the thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war.
Seems like he can't get his story straight.
Senate lawmakers say they plan to meet with Admiral Bradley Thursday amid bipartisan concern the second strike was a war crime.
I think there's a broad consensus that it's illegal to kill people who are clinging to wreckage.
Meanwhile, as the White House halts asylum decisions in ways expanding the travel ban, President Trump lashed out at Minnesota's Somali community.
I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you.
He says ICE will carry out enhanced operations in Minnesota targeting undocumented immigrants.
And Jared, I want to go back to President Trump's war on what he calls narco-terrorists, because we're getting some mixed messaging here. On the one hand, he's justifying these deadly strikes on alleged drug boats. At the same time, he's pardoning the president of Honduras, who was convicted of drug trafficking.
Right, and he's talked about this a little bit. He's defending that decision that he made there. President Trump posted on social media, also has talked about this to reporters, that he said people he greatly respects told him former Honduran president Juan Orlando Hernandez was, quote, treated very harshly and unfairly, and he says was set up by the Biden administration. When a U.S. court convicted Hernandez of conspiring to import cocaine into the U.S. Now, the pardon is being condemned by members of both parties. Meanwhile, President Trump is heavily backing a candidate from Hernandez's party in Honduras's election. The voting is happening, or at least the counting is happening as we speak.
CBS's Jared Hill. Also, no additional word on the conversation about brokering some kind of peace in Ukraine with Russia. And we'll keep you posted on the Big K Morning Show.
Police are looking for a group who tried to steal an ATM at Sheetz in Cheswick on Monday night. This woman saw it going down.
They all had on black pants, black shirts, black hats, black masks, and their shirts on the back said security with white lettering. They had the PNC machine on a dolly, and they were trying to lift it up and put it on the truck.
Well, she was very descriptive.
Oh, yeah, and then the police arrived, and they left the damaged machine behind and took off.
Yeah,
I mean, what about that? That sounds like a very well-planned crime.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those movies where you see, you know, but these people don't realize, or maybe they do, they don't care. They got cameras everywhere. You almost can't go anywhere where you're not on camera somewhere.
And I think that their faces were concealed, if I picked up correctly the story. So
they had those.
That's why I say very well-planned.
Yeah.
Well, an A-plus schools report came out yesterday, Larry, and for Pittsburgh Public Schools, it shows lower reading proficiency than last year and higher chronic absenteeism.
I'm curious about the absenteeism. Is this something that's going on around the country also? And this is post-pandemic. How do people track, you know, used to have truant officers. Do they still have that? We'll dig into it.
Well, what the report said about that, by the way, is that chronic absenteeism peaked during the pandemic, but then it's gone down. But this last year, it was up over the year before. Did you hear what Ben Roethlisberger said Tuesday about Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin on his podcast?
Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. But maybe it's best for him, too.
I was surprised. And I'm surprised now, after all these years, 18 seasons, that at this point, there are all kind of people talking about it. It was the talk on national sports conversations yesterday about what should the Steelers do with Coach Tomlin. And around the country, he's well-respected, and all these other teams are like, send him our way. But Ben went on to say,
he should consider taking the Penn State job.
How about that?
Yeah.
And he,
I mean, but, you know, this is a podcast, and just like, you know, his compatriots, his peers, they have to say something, right? So,
right.
You know, why not come up with an interesting take that gets people talking? And he managed to succeed.
And yesterday, Coach Tomlin, at his weekly press conference, relates to the crowd's frustration.
Mike, did you have a sense for how restless and frustrated the crowd was today?
I don't know how restless and frustrated I was, and so I assume they were in the same state we were in.
Yeah, so will this change anything? I don't know, but they have a big game in Baltimore. If they beat the Ravens Sunday at 1, they'll be back in first place.
And let's just talk a little bit about adding wide receiver Adam Thielen. He's 35 years old, and you know what went through my mind? Was the old Washington Redskins back under George Allen, they had a lot of older players, they called them the Over the Hill Gang. Remember them? And I'm just thinking, you know, I don't know. I mean, but he's on the practice squad, and you know, maybe he'll be able to help out in some way. I don't know.
Somebody posted a picture, and they said the Steelers have claimed Bronco Nagurski off of waivers. That's a really old-time guy.
Man.
Wearing a leather helmet.
Oh, yeah.
No face mask. Come on, man. Well, we'll see. We'll let the week reveal itself. But that's what Big Ben made news saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.